Monash, The Outsider Who Won a War. Written by Roland Perry and read by David Tredinnick. A heavy bombardment across the entire Ypres front began on the 15th of July. On the 31st of July, a grand assault was launched. Haig secretly wished to push on to the town of Passchendaele, 12 kilometres northeast of Ypres. Monash turned to the aptly named Cannon and his 11th Brigade for the attack on Windmill Ridge. One of his many instructions was to take as many prisoners as possible. Monash was smoking furiously and poring over maps and photographs at his HQ mid-battle when an officer interrupted him. He beckoned the commander outside. There was a young private from the 11th Brigade with two blindfolded German prisoners.
"Mr. Monash?"
"Yes."
"You wanted some fritzies," the private said, very pleased with himself. "Well, I've brought you two."
"So I say," Monash said admiringly. "Very well done, private."
He arranged for officers to take the captured men to the prison.
"Where did you pick them up?"
"Near Windmill Ridge."
Monash requested a car and driver and rode back the few kilometres to the front with the young private. Monash was amused by the young man taking Cannon's directive.
"General Monash wants to see plenty of prisoners," literally.
But he was also thrilled by his enthusiasm. It augured well for the modest operation. It had surprised the Germans, and the ridge was taken. The Germans regrouped and counterattacked. The 11th Brigade eventually took control, but not before suffering 550 casualties. Monash and Plumer thought this was too high a price, and Monash spent nearly as much time in review as the actual battle itself had taken. Out of it came his belief in air observation, reconnaissance and intelligence gathering by plane. It was the quickest and best way to learn enemy positions. Like the possibility of tanks coming under his control, Monash would always rely on planes, with contingencies if the weather was too bad for flying. On the 9th of August, Monash handed over his sector to 4th Division, now run by Sinclair McLagan, who replaced Major General Holmes. A stray shell at Hyde Park Corner, a road intersection in what was considered a safe place, had killed him. It rained five times the average in August and turned the flatland clay in front of Ypres into slush and then a bog. Haig's push for 3rd Ypres, using the 5th Army and General Antoine's 1st French Army, was halted. It had advanced a kilometre when Haig was hoping and expecting more like 10 kilometres. During this struggle forward, there were 100,000 casualties. Ill feeling built. There were threats of mutiny, later realised, in some sections of the 5th Army, whose men had to attack in such atrocious conditions over open marshland while being shelled and picked off. By the 26th of August, Haig did what army commanders do when things don't go well. He pulled out the hapless Gough and replaced him with Plumer in charge of the 5th and 2nd British armies. One English observer saw it in quaint cricket terms. Young, 46-year-old Gough, was the rugged, blast-through fast bowler who had not found the wet wicket to his liking. Plumer, the mature, 60-year-old, wily, Headley Verity-like spinner, with a bag of tricks, was brought on. Accordingly, the weather changed. The mud and slush dried out and was replaced by choking dust that the soldiers detested more than the bog. Plumer, who preferred to use guile and cunning, would not provide the smash-through that Haig wanted.